Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. And Toni is here to speak with us this afternoon about her experience of participating in the Mornings with the Mentor opportunity, the coaching calls. Thanks for being with us, Toni.
I'm so happy to be here, yes.
You know, Toni, I was thinking today that we so often hear before these coaching, the group coaching sessions start, we hear them advertised in open air and then you know, they just fade away and we never know what happened unless we're one of the few lucky folks who got to participate in the opportunity. And there have been so many rave reviews that have come in about a number of the group coaching sessions lately that we thought it would be fun for all of us to get to hear about it and hear your experience in particular.
Yes. Well, I could talk for 2 hours or 2 days probably. I just loved it so much. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I jumped on it. As soon as I got the email it was going to be offered, I registered probably within 3 days.
I did not want
to miss it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those, it's been around, you know, wait, and then it comes, and you just think, you know what, I'm not going to hesitate, I'm just doing it. Go.
Yes, that was my experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because mornings have tended to be pretty challenging for me and got to hear from other people on the coaching calls that it's challenging for a number of people. So
yeah, I was going to say, I wish this was one of those forums where we could say, anyone else had challenging mornings? We could see a show of hands because likely it would be darn near all of us. Yeah,
which is, it's so great. It really just right off, it helps with that, oh, I'm the only one, and, you know, I'm so messed up, and all that kind of stuff. So right off, you know, that gets dispelled when there's all these other people that are part of the group coaching that are also finding mornings challenging. So that just right off really helps a lot.
Yeah, right off the bat, that's a real assistance to realize, you know, we're not alone in this. We're all dealing with the same, with similar things. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, but I mean, I can say it truly has transformed my mornings, and which has then extended onto the rest of the day and onto the evening. Yeah. So I went from tending to wake up very groggy, which makes it hard. It's hard to really disidentify when I'm so groggy. And I was recording before this, but the recordings were, okay, mentor, I'm just so sleepy. It's like, help me, you know, get awake, help me get going, help me get through the day. And now, and during the program, what I got to was, I'm waking up, and the first thing I hear every morning is, what would it be like to wake up every morning with someone who loves you unconditionally? Mm. Now, that's like the first thing I hear every morning.
Because you've recorded it.
Because I've recorded it from doing the program. And it's like the first recording. I know exactly where it is. I can find it when I'm like half asleep. I know where this recording is. I can find it. And it's just hearing that. And then, of course, there's more to the recording. But just to go from this groggy, oh, my gosh, this, you know, to just right off, we're looking at unconditional love. We're taking in unconditional love. First thing.
Yeah.
It just totally transforms everything.
And you know what's amazing about that, really, and especially I'm just picturing my own experience, Toni, especially in the morning, is to wake up into that, however it is completely all right. You know?
Yes.
Because we don't really know what we're gonna wake up into, right? I mean, did we sleep a lot? Did we sleep a little? Did we sleep quote well? Did we quote not sleep well? You know, whatever it is. You know, what are the voices up to? What, you know, what's their plan for the day? We don't really know. But to wake up into that unconditional love, however it is, that's completely all right because we're here together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just so beautiful to really feel that, because I felt like through the recordings and the program, I could really feel the mentor's presence and could really cultivate and feel like I was loved unconditionally.
Wow. That is so huge, isn't it?
It is. It is. I think I've spent my whole life, you know, looking for that. And
yeah.
then here it is, right here in this little black box.
Exactly. Yes, exactly so. And, you know, what I love about what you're describing is that it's one thing to know it, to have that information, because anyone who's been around practice for any length of time could tell you that, right? I mean, intellectually, we have that information. But it's completely different to have the experience of it. And from what you're describing, something like a group coaching process allows us to go from an idea to an experience, which is really where the practice of it comes alive, is in the experience of it.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Yes, to have these calls where we're being facilitated, and that was just so awesome to be facilitated mm-hmm. and hear other people's experiences and to be feel like I'm receiving that unconditional love on the coaching calls
right.
and to be able to then apply it to myself
right.
and into the mornings, which are such yeah. a difficult time, is
yeah.
really huge.
It is huge. You know, and the parallel I just saw with that, Tony, is the place that we often talk about that so makes practicing with Sangha so important and so helpful, which is that, like you started with, we get to see, oh, I'm not the only one having this experience. And very often, because we're really seeing people's authenticity, it's so much on the surface when we're practicing together, what we project onto people is goodness and sincerity, and we love them, right? And we want the best for them. And here are these people who I love, and I just think all good things about them, and I really struggle in the morning. And so we begin to have that, oh, well, if I can really love that person unconditionally and see there's nothing wrong with that person and they struggle in the morning, hey, that could apply here too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's so fun because, you know, as you described that getting to experience the unconditional love on the calls, both I would project from, you know, feeling that from the facilitator, projecting that onto the facilitator, onto the fellow, you know, the other people who are in the call, and then because we have an experience of that, then there we can take that process, you know, which we're in the middle of an email class right now, and Sherry's giving us so much encouragement to always bring it back to look at the process of what goes on for that, for us in that, and then we can practice that process.
Yes, practice that process of unconditional love.
Yeah.
And it was so helpful to have, because each week we would make a commitment, so to have like commitments and even suggestions of ways to really support ourselves in that process, I found that really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So you would get to each week, get to choose something, like a particular way you wanted to work with it, that sort of thing?
Yes, yes. Like, since mornings were so difficult, then I was offered to make the recording the night before when I'm not so groggy. And it seems like such an obvious thing to do, but I hadn't really done that so much, and it made a huge difference to have this really strong recording to wake up to.
Yeah. Yes. It's so much fun, isn't it?
It is. I just loved it. Yeah, I'm already like, okay, when it's offered again, I'm going to do it again.
Exactly. Exactly, because I've already done that. No way. You know, no way. When something is that transformative, we just want to do it again and again to go deeper and deeper with it.
Yeah, because it makes I found it made such a difference to have the mornings, to wake up in this unconditional love. Then I can tap into that during the day because I'll get identified or I'll start going off with conditioning. I can cut. Felt like it was easier to come back to that unconditional love, having had such a great experience of it first thing in the morning.
That's such an excellent point, Tony. Such a good point. And, you know, as you say that, I mean, this seems like another obvious point, but I'm not sure I'd ever really seen it this way. It makes so much sense then why that's often a time when the voices come at us so strongly, you know, with that idea that, well, if we can get her off center, you know, if we can start her off on the wrong foot, then likely we'll have her in our pocket all day.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So the reverse being so as well. If we truly practice, if we learn that skill, that muscle, to begin the day with a mentor, it really ups our chances of living our whole day in that place.
That's sure been my, that was sure my experience, and continues to be my experience.
Yeah. Boy, and that's a testament right there, both to the strength of that practice opportunity and to your own willingness to practice it, because that's so big to be able to have, even after the program has ended, to be able to continue to carry it with you. It's really important.
Well, yes, it's become like I don't go a day without meditating. I don't go a day without, or the morning without yoga. So now I don't go a day without having this quality morning with a mentor time.
Wow. Oh, I can just hear conditioning hating it. Yeah. That is so big, Tony. That is so big. Just over time, we get to, it really reminds me of the big bamboozle assignment that we're on this week of getting to, you know, sleep when we're tired, eat when we're hungry, and that the assignment is to practice that miracle this week. And that as you were talking, I was just seeing how that's what practice is that over time, we're taking over the entire territory of our lives. So life gets to have the whole life. Conditioning doesn't get to have any of it. And so we sit every day. We take care of the body every day. We take care of the human every day. We're checking in with a mentor every, you know, all of those things that are the life processes become, you know, all of our entire life.
Yes. Yes. That's what I want.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Yeah, and it's amazing, isn't it, how it starts with that one simple yes. There's the practice opportunity. Yes, I'm going to do it and sign up. And it all springs from that.
Yes, it's really awesome. I highly recommend it to anyone who has troubles in the morning or wants to really up their recording and listening practice or their mentoring. It really significantly helpful to me.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that experience with us tonight on the show, because I think it'd probably be really helpful to lots of folks.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for this opportunity, and I really appreciate the program, and yes.
Yeah, it's good. As Michael and Sherry are always saying, we're lucky people.
Yes, very, very lucky.
All right, good. Thanks for being with us, Tony. Take good care.
All righty. Thank you, Jan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.